This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Cynthia Canty. Today is the 41st anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the U.S. Supreme Court's landmark ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. And today, women's reproductive rights are in the spotlight here in Michigan. It was mid-December when state lawmakers approved a controversial new law requiring consumers to buy separate policies for abortion coverage. This means a person has to buy a rider before knowing they need an abortion. They would not be able to buy a rider after getting pregnant, and the law does not include exemptions for rape or incest. The law goes into effect in March, and there's confusion over just how it's supposed to work. Marianne Udall-Phillips is director of the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation at the University of Michigan. Hi, Marianne.
It's great to be here.
So as I mentioned, this law is new. People are trying to figure out just how it's going to work. Is this something that the insurance industry in Michigan is prepared for?
Well, I don't really think so. I think the insurance industry is still trying to figure this law out, just like everybody else is. They've never had to deal with a situation like this, and they really don't know exactly what to do. It's complicated. It's different for the individual market and for the group market, and that's what they're trying to sort out.
Well, so let's start from the basics. Right now, does an abortion rider exist in Michigan?
So from what we can tell, there are no riders in Michigan that are specific to abortion. What happens today for many employers is if they don't want to cover abortion, they ask for that to be excluded from their benefit package. But there isn't a rider to actually cover it. It's an exclusion. Individuals can opt out for it. Sometimes they get refunds for doing that. But there isn't a separate rider for it.
So help us understand if you're buying it on a public marketplace or if it's private. How is that working?
Well, there's nothing right there out there in the public marketplace. So in the healthcare.gov, the new health insurance exchange products, there is nothing out there specifically for abortion coverage, and it is excluded right now on those exchanges. So for individuals buying coverage, they will not be able to find this kind of coverage. For groups who buy health insurance coverage as an employer, many of them have that coverage. Many of them will want to continue that coverage. There'll be sort of a mixed bag of what employers do.
Okay, so let's say come March, a woman wants to buy this rider. How will that work?
I don't think we know the answer to that question. And the health plans don't actually have to file anything with the insurance commissioner until March 13th. And I think they're all waiting to take till the very last minute to do that because they're pretty confused and they're just not sure exactly all the provisions of the law. I am predicting that for people who buy coverage for themselves, so people who buy on the individual market, which would be the health care exchange market, healthcare.gov, they're not going to find a rider for this coverage because insurance companies are always worried about what they call adverse selection. And in adverse selection, it means that people try to buy coverage for things that they think they're going to use. And if they think they're going to use it, you don't get really a mix of people in the risk pool, some who use it and some who don't. And so it makes it really not insurance coverage.
Okay, because now what I read is it's being reported that only about 3% of abortions in the state last year were actually covered by insurance. So is that this issue here that you're talking about?
Well, yes, very few abortions actually were covered by insurance last year because they're not that frequent to begin with. There's a mix of employers that have it or don't have that coverage. So it's just been a fairly small part of the health benefits generally, but for some people it's been quite important.
Sure. Now, 8 other states have similar laws like this. What are we seeing in those other states? How has it worked or not worked?
Well, we don't have a lot of information yet about those other states. We haven't really seen exactly how things have worked, but I think it is fair to say that people have less insurance coverage for abortion with a law like this.
Now, because this law was a voter-initiated law backed by Right to Life of Michigan, it means the legislature did not have time, say, to work out all of these things. Is that the biggest sticking point here?
Well, there are many sticking points in the law. There is a lack of clarity. There are many providers, many doctors who are very concerned about what this law means, especially because there are not exemptions in there. And the exemptions are really concerning to physicians. So physicians are looking for guidance on this. They're quite concerned about whether they can treat women and what is considered you know, in this scope of this law and what is outside the scope of the law. So those are certainly issues. Some of it is a timing issue. Some of it, I think, is a philosophical issue in terms of how this law was passed.
So going forward, again, this takes place. This begins in March. Yes. What happens, do you think, you know, put your looking glasses on? What happens come March?
Yes, I think in March, people who buy coverage for themselves will not be able to find coverage like this. I think there will be very few, if any, health plans that offer this coverage because of the concerns about adverse risk selection. I think for employers, there'll be a mix. And of course, the self-funded employers, the largest employers, which most people who have employer coverage get it through larger employers, they're exempt from this law because they're governed by federal law. So for them, things won't change. But for individuals and smaller groups, things could change.
Do you think that there was an understanding when this law was voted on and when voters were signing petitions? Do you think there was an understanding among them that this is what was going to happen?
I think some understood and many probably did not. We know that, you know, the governor came out and said he was opposed to this law. So we know that the governor had looked at it, and we know that he himself had many concerns, both about the nature of the law and also its interference in private business and private business decisions and transaction decisions. I think that was part of his philosophy and part of his concern about the law. So certainly some people who spoke out about the law understood it, and others, I think, did not.
Marianne Udow Phillips is director at the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation at the University of Michigan. Marianne, thank you so much.
It's great. Thank you very much, Zoe.
And we did reach out to Blue Cross Blue Shield asking them for some time on today's show. They responded that they are still working out implementation details and aren't ready to comment yet. They say because the law was enacted in mid-December, they still have things to work through so they can advise their customers.